Welcome, everyone, to today's deep dive into Go Noodle. It's a platform many of us know and love, aimed at keeping kids active and engaged, making learning fun for teachers and students alike. But like any great platform, keeping that long-term engagement going strong can be a real challenge, right?
Absolutely. Go Noodle had this huge UX/UI transformation, shifting from educator to just Go Noodle, which was great for fixing some old hiccups. But, you know, the suddenness of it left some longtime users a bit frustrated. Teachers were using it, but often just sticking to the familiar videos, missing out on so much rich content. Plus, they were introducing Super Noodle, their new structured social-emotional learning program. And the big question was, how do we get people excited about exploring more and subtly introduce Super Noodle without it feeling like a sales pitch?
That sounds like a classic engagement puzzle. So what were the main goals you set out to achieve to tackle this?
Well, we wanted to make everyday learning feel like exciting milestones. That meant bringing in things like badges and monthly challenges, along with personalized stats. Then, to make progress really matter, we envisioned a trophy case, both a mini version, always visible, and a full page, where every achievement could be stored, celebrated, and visualized. And finally, for the educators, we wanted premium statistics that could transform engagement data into real-time, actionable learning insights, helping them make smarter, data-driven decisions.
Those sound like powerful goals. Before diving into the new system, Go Noodle already had some gamification, didn't it? What was the existing foundation you were building on?
Oh, absolutely. The Champ Evolution System, or Transmogrifier, as we called it, was a huge success. Kids were completely hooked on watching their little champs grow. Teachers saw how it kept students engaged. Basically, kids earned points by watching videos, and their chosen champ would evolve through 5 stages, from a tiny creature to a fully developed hero. That moment of transmogrification, when their champ leveled up with a dynamic animation, was a huge deal, a real moment of excitement.
So it was almost like a digital pet growing alongside them. That's a strong emotional connection. But you mentioned something was missing. What was its limitation?
Exactly. It was a personal victory every time. But the key limitation was that it was very linear. It rewarded students for watching more content, which is good, but it didn't really encourage exploration of diverse content or challenge-based engagement. Users weren't explicitly asking for a new feature, but our research, diving into raw user interviews and tons of data, showed they wanted more. More reasons to stay engaged, more ways to track progress beyond just their champ's evolution, more recognition. That's where the idea of a badge system, something we discussed, started screaming, "Me, me, me," in my head.
So the transmogrifier was the first step, and the badge system was the natural evolution. How did you move from that linear progress to a more integrated gamification system?
Our primary goal was to evolve that champ system into a complete engagement ecosystem, something that would lead students to deeper exploration, provide achievement recognition, and drive long-term motivation through structured yet joyful challenges. We articulated our main approach as explore, celebrate achievement, engage, and have fun. This led us to craft the trophy case. It has 2 entry points, a trophy case mini, which is always accessible from any page, showing quick achievements, and the full trophy case page, where students can see their entire adventure, beautifully displayed.
That sounds fantastic. And you mentioned 3 core pillars for this trophy case. Can you walk us through those?
Absolutely. First, we have monthly challenges. Earning a monthly badge is a big deal for young kids, and designing these challenges was a fun challenge itself. They teach kids to follow long-term goals by breaking them into smaller steps. From a business side, it's also a great hook to keep engagement fresh and maybe even start a streak. Second, we have the badges themselves, celebrating every achievement. These aren't just fun. They guide students to explore, learn, and celebrate progress in a meaningful way. And finally, statistics, smart data that fuels smarter learning, primarily for our educators.
Let's dig into the badges a bit more. How are they structured, and do they serve different purposes?
Yes, definitely. We structured them by types to address both user and business needs. There are standard badges for engaging with core educational content, then premium badges exclusive to our premium users, unlocking special rewards. Crucially, we have sponsored badges, a fantastic new way for partners to integrate, encouraging interaction with their educational content, creating a new revenue stream while still feeling organic. And Super Noodle badges, These are a get-to-know-us marketing hook, giving students a taste of structured learning from our Super Noodle program, making the transition to premium feel very natural.
That's brilliant! Turning engagement into a revenue stream while keeping it educational and fun. How do these monetization strategies, like sponsored badges and challenges, actually work?
It's all about natural integration. Brands can sponsor badges that students unlock by interacting with their educational content, making the sponsorships feel organic and not intrusive. Similarly, some monthly challenges are branded collaborations, aligning with partner initiatives. This encourages students to engage with specific content, reinforcing learning, while offering brands valuable engagement opportunities. We've actually already adopted and integrated this model successfully, though I can't name specific partners yet as implementation is ongoing.
That's exciting! And then there are the premium statistics for educators. What kind of insights do these provide?
These are available exclusively to our premium GoNoodle users. They offer detailed monthly insights into total learning minutes, video consumption trends, like which content category students love most, and badges earned. It's not just about numbers. It helps educators understand student learning preferences. For instance, if students are always watching movement videos but skipping mindfulness, teachers can step in and encourage a more balanced approach. It even gives curated recommendations to fill potential learning gaps, making it much easier to guide students towards well-rounded growth.
Those sound like powerful goals. And you mentioned a free versus premium experience. How does that balance out?
We wanted gamification to be accessible to everyone. So, free users get access to core features like monthly challenges and standard badges. But premium users unlock exclusive badges, those advanced statistics for educators, and deeper engagement insights, making their learning journey even more interactive and rewarding. It's about providing value at every level.
It sounds like you've really redefined engagement with this new system. What have been the key achievements so far?
Oh, so much! We've created the Trophy Case Mini and page for seamless progress tracking. The badges and monthly challenges offer a structured system for long-term engagement. Premium statistics give actionable insights to optimize learning. We've established monetization through sponsorships, creating a new revenue stream that integrates naturally. And everything is fully adapted for mobile and tablet, ensuring a smooth experience across all devices. Seeing students excited and teachers gaining real insights makes this so much more than just a UX upgrade.
That's incredible. What does the future hold for GoNoodle's gamification system?
Gamification is always evolving. We're currently evaluating the system's impact over a full user cycle, gathering crucial feedback. Looking ahead, we're exploring new mechanics to build on this foundation. We want to introduce streaks to track daily engagement and reinforce consistency. Leaderboards will bring a healthy dose of friendly competition, and Easter egg games will add hidden interactive moments, keeping the experience playful and full of unexpected discoveries. The focus remains on creating a gamified learning experience where students come back because they want to, not because they have to.